Coming up next week, Wednesday, the Orange County Board of Health is holding a public hearing. You can actually get in touch with them anytime between now and then as well and weigh in on a proposal that they've got that would ban e-cigarettes in the enclosed areas, so the indoor areas of bars and restaurants, kind of similar to the current ban on cigarette smoking. This would extend that out to e-cigarettes. A lot of information coming in about the effects of e-cigarettes, but a lot of information still coming in. So Orange County holding a public hearing on that. Joining us now is Orange County Conservative Ashley DeSena, who's been weighing in on this for a little while, at least on Facebook, I know. But
a little bit on Facebook.
Thanks for joining us, by the way.
Well, thank you.
So this is just a proposal that that is being considered right now that would effectively ban vaping in indoor areas of bars and restaurants, so like the outdoor, like sidewalk seating, you could still theoretically do it, but indoors, no,
as
right?
As far as I know, it's only the enclosed parts of that, yeah.
So what is your take on this? I know we've talked about that, like with the last couple of times we've talked about this, we've had you on the air to talk about House Bill 2.
Right.
Your take on that has been like, let's free up businesses to do what they will. And this is an issue in which you've got a proposal on the table that would preclude businesses from setting their own policies.
Yeah, there's a couple similarities to HB 2 in that this is the Charlotte ordinance, the HB2, was designed to shut down. But because this is going to affect every restaurant and bar in Orange County, and so it's preventing these private entities from creating their own policy on whether they want to allow e-cigarettes or not onto their premises. And also it's regulating the municipalities in the county. It's not just the unincorporated areas of Orange County. It's telling the cities what they can't do anymore if this passes. And so I also feel that is usurping the power from the municipalities a little bit. They should be able to make their own policies about bars and restaurants, at the very least, if there's going to be regulations on these private places.
Mm-hmm. So we're speaking with Ashley DeSena again, and we're talking about this proposal that's on the table, not passed yet, but the Board of Health is accepting public comment now. There's going to be a public hearing next week, Wednesday, April 27th. Now, neither one of us vapes, right?
No, I don't.
I tried it once. There was one sitting on a table, like, oh, try it. Like, it's always like, the first hit's free, right? So, so try this, and you'll see how it goes. And I tried it. It was a nice thing to try once, and I set it back down, and it was done. But a lot of people are doing this. At what point, and again, this is the Orange County Board of Health that's proposing this, so if it gets past the board, if it gets to the Orange County Board of Commissioners, it would get there as sort of a public health regulation. So at what point does a practice become so unhealthy that it ought to trigger a government response?
Right. Well, as you alluded to, I mean, there's still a lot of research that needs to be done. There's not a clear indication on how harmful vaping or using e-cigarettes is, because there's lots of different types. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's really I guess I'm not a regular cigarette smoker either, so I don't know much about that. But it seems like there's a few standardized types, whereas e-cigarettes are new, and there's different models. Like, they look physically different, mm-hmm. and then they have different chemicals in them, different levels of nicotine. And so it's hard to tell, when people are smoking, how much actually gets into their lungs, how much is absorbed by their body, how much is released out into the air, which, of course, then you're dealing with more of a public health issue,
right,
like with secondhand vapor, I guess, because it's not really smoke. It's not combustible.
Yeah.
And so there's even less information about the secondhand effects from e-cigarettes. And so, having done any scientific research on this, and, there are lots of people that are busy doing this, I could debate about that all day, but essentially what the ordinance, or well, potential ordinance,
potential,
the rule that they're having the public hearing on says is that the bars and restaurants are targeted by this rule because this is where people are exposed to e-cigarettes most. You know, in theory, it will follow the same, you know, as traditional cigarettes did, where that was where people got the most involuntary secondhand exposure.
Right.
Well, in my view of it, no one's forcing people to go to a bar or a restaurant that allows its patrons to smoke or use e-cigarettes. So I don't understand how they can even use the term involuntary. And I would apply that also to the people who work there. No one's forcing them to work there either. You know, I object to this proposed rule on those grounds as well, because they're saying that you don't have a choice but be to expose to the secondhand aerosol, you know, whether it's harmful or not. You still do have a choice whether to go to a restaurant or bar or not. And, you know, while I can understand their concerns about they're being attractive to younger people, like there's been a huge increase, you know, I would call it unfortunate, in e-cigarette use amongst minors, and it's illegal in North Carolina. You're not supposed to have them if you're under 18. You know, at the same time, there's been a dramatic decrease in traditional cigarette use. You know, whether that's a coincidence or not, I don't know. I don't know if there's been any studies done on that, if they're switching from traditional cigarettes to e-cigarettes. But there is a lot of scientific evidence that indicates that e-cigarettes are way less harmful than traditional cigarettes.
And if you really want to focus on, like, cutting e-cigarette use among students, there are a number of ways that you could do that without necessarily banning them in bars and restaurants, right?
Right. Yeah. Because, I mean, with bars, a lot of them you can't get in if you're under 18 anyway. So I'm not sure how banning them in bars and restaurants are really going to discourage youth from using e-cigarettes.
So would you make the same argument about just cigarettes in general? Because what was the year? 2010 was the year that the state of North Carolina banned cigarettes in, like, regular cigarettes in bars and restaurants and hotels. And you could make a similar argument that, you know, no one's forcing you to go to a bar, no one's forcing you to go to a restaurant.
I would.
Yeah.
I would, even though they're far worse for you.
Yeah. But you can, you remember, you go to a restaurant and, like, oh, you can sit in the smoking or the non-smoking section. You sit in the non-smoking section, you still get that smoke. Or you work in a in a restaurant, you don't have the choice of, if you're a waiter or a waitress, you don't have the choice of only working in the non-smoking section. So if you want to work in that field, you were necessarily, like, being pushed into the smoking sessions, whether you wanted it or not.
Right. Yeah. I mean, well, again, I would just counter that by saying that if, you know, you're working in a area that's divided like that, even I agree that the e-cigarette vapor could be transferred and it's diffused through the air, you know, including the nicotine and other things that people might not want to breathe in. It's still their choice to work there. They could try to pursue employment at another location that prohibits e-cigarettes from being used in their establishment.
I have an easier time with the straight up cigarette smoking ban versus the e-cigarette ban, just because if I'm in a restaurant and someone could be sitting next to me, vaping. Most of the time, you can't even tell, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
And if there is sort of a secondary effect on me, I don't know, and unfortunately neither one of us are experts on this. We got the prevention partners just down the hall who are probably listening to this going, just bring us on.
That'd be fine.
And if you're listening, hey, come on by. We got a few minutes left. But the secondary effect, like, does this increase respiratory illness or lung cancer rates or things like that among people who are just breathing in the vapors? I don't think the research is in on that yet necessarily.
Right. No, I think that like I said, it seems to be less harmful than traditional cigarettes, but how harmful is it really? And the judge is still out on that. But it is well known for being a helpful smoking cessation tool. So not e-cigarettes, but like nicotine patches or gum. E-cigarettes are also used to help people quit traditional cigarettes, and they've been very effective. And so I think that the Board of Health might be, with this rules here, downplaying the benefits of e-cigarettes and conflating them with traditional tobacco, which is, again, more harmful generally, and putting them all into the same category, whereas I really think there needs to be a distinction made based on the science that's already been done, and then, err on the side of, well, if it is seen to be just as harmful, then we could talk about, more of a public safety, public health concern. But they're just saying that we have to have clean air. That's the standard. And I mean, that seems like a kind of a subjective objective to me. And, it's just being touted as the reason that we need to ban these things that we haven't been proven to be as harmful as they say they might be. I mean, you can read the rule and it's full of words like can contain, has the potential, maybe, potentially, could lead to, because there's no scientific evidence to back up what they're trying to assert here. And so, I think that it's also maybe potentially in the long term harmful to public health to try to vilify e-cigarettes and e-cigarette manufacturers by lumping them into the same category as traditional cigarettes and tobacco that's already been well proven to be quite harmful to people, both primary and secondary exposure.
Yeah. And I think that's a good point. I remember when e-cigarettes first came out, those kiosks in the mall, you remember?
Oh,
when they were,
yes,
like nowhere else at all. It was a smoking cessation thing. Like that was what they were,
right,
being advertised as. And it wasn't until later that I was like, oh, just do this because it's fun.
Yeah.
Or do this because it's just a good in and of itself. I mean, even still today, you most of the advertising on e-cigarettes really focuses on the smoking cessation, like do this instead of inhaling,
right,
burning tar and smoke.
Yeah, I think that's quite deliberate. I mean, they don't want to be seen,
yeah,
as advertising to youth.
To kids,
but,
yeah.
You know, and so if you have the FDA, which is trying to prevent e-cigarette manufacturers from advertising them as a smoking cessation tool because they're under pressure from GlaxoSmithKline, mm-hmm, and other nicotine
producers,
replacement therapies. Other producers of those types of things. They're trying to say, well, because e-cigarettes aren't classified as medicine, then they're not valid use for that. Then, I mean, what will e-cigarettes manufacturers end up trying to selling their products with? Well, then they'll be advertising the sort of the fun stuff, and they'll be more appealing to kids, more than likely. So, I think that's if it's already a proven cessation tool, so. But there's lots of lobbying going on to try to, since saying it's not a medicine, so it's not a valid cessation tool. But there's a lot of people that would disagree with that.
Yeah.
In fact, even in the United Kingdom, doctors prescribe e-cigarettes to help people quit smoking. So it's not uncommon.
Maybe if it comes to, like, teenagers and trying to get them to steer away from e-cigarettes, I think it has a lot to do with the names of the, like, the products. Like, you get the list,
yeah,
of all of the different flavors.
Enjoy.
And they're all very, yeah, enjoy fun. If,
yeah,
you just, if maybe we required, you could just, like, have e-cigarettes wherever you want, but we require the manufacturers to give them names that are just completely unappealing to teenagers, like Responsibility or,
right,
Bernie Sanders doesn't get the nomination.
Oh, harsh. No, I don't disagree that there could probably be better labeling. I would think that it's reasonable for people to know the ingredients.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I don't think that there's really a standardized, I could be wrong, but I don't think there's a standardized labeling practice, mm-hmm, in the industry yet. But the reason that GSK and other companies want to put pressure on the FDA to not allow e-cigarettes to be considered smoking cessation, you know, has a lot to do with just they want to prevent competition. And if they are classified as a medicine, then that will require e-cigarette companies to have to go through what's usually a 12-year, multi-million-dollar regulatory process to get approval, which, you know, big industries like GSK can withstand. And e-cigarette companies, which are usually smaller, with
and
the exception
local
of
too.
And
I mean,
local,
yeah.
Lots of local shops, yeah. And provide a lot of jobs as well. But and then, you know, with the exception of corporations like RJ Reynolds, which has its own e-cigarette product, they would be able to withstand that regulatory process, and so that's why they're behind it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it would kill small business, which is not desirable in my opinion.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, the public hearing is going to be next week, Wednesday, April 27th. Do you know where it is? I don't have it on my sheet.
It's going to be at the Witted Building,
okay.
In Hillsborough.
7 p.m. probably?
Yes.
Okay. Or 7:30? It's always one of the two.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. So 7 p.m. next Wednesday, Witted Building in Hillsborough. Orange County Board of Health is holding that public hearing to consider the possible proposal to ban e-cigarettes in closed areas of bars and restaurants. But they're taking public comment now. They've been doing it for a little bit more than a week. So if you want to weigh in, you can get in touch with the Orange County Board of Health now or at that hearing next week, Wednesday. Ashley DeSena, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.